This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Wednesday, May 21st. God's word for you today is God's Blueprint. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 11 to 12. And it says, "There I gave them my laws, so they could live by keeping them. If anyone keeps them, he will live. And I gave them the Sabbath, a day of rest, every seventh day, as a symbol between them and me, to remind them that it is I, the Lord, who sanctifies them." To enjoy God's promise of peace, you need to have peace with God. You do not make peace with God. God has already made peace with you. You receive the gift of the peace of God. It is a gift. There is nothing you can do. There are no 10 steps to peace. Just receive the gift of God's peace and let the peace be in your mind and your heart. You cannot have the peace of God and be in darkness. It is absolutely impossible. John chapter 14 verse 27 says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid." Some people's peace is so fragile that they need to manage their peace so that it does not break. That is not the peace from God. That is peace the world gives. The peace from God is not fragile like the peace the world gives. Jesus says, "You have no business being troubled or afraid." If you find out that you are troubled or afraid, it means you are not receiving the peace that God has come to give you. You have to be at peace. There is nothing that is happening on the outside that can give God sleepless nights. There is nothing that can happen that will make God afraid or jitter or be troubled. There is nothing. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10 says, "The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord." The peace of God abides, and that is the peace that God is offering you today. Are you going to receive it? To enjoy God's promise of peace, the second thing you must do is get rest for your body. You must get rest for your body. A lot of people lack peace and they think it is an emotional or spiritual problem when it is actually a physical problem. And I'm going to show you in the Word of God. The truth is that people do not have peace because they are not resting. Your body and soul are united in a way that you do not realize. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 12 says, "And I gave them my Sabbath days of rest as a sign between them and me. It was to remind them that I am the Lord who has set them apart to be holy." This is God's blueprint showing us how to achieve this peace. Your designer and maker is telling you that your body works best when you take a Sabbath of rest. What is a Sabbath? God says, "For one day out of 7 days, you must shut down and rest." Let us pray. Father, I receive your gift of peace of mind and heart. Help me to honor you by enforcing a day of Sabbath, a day of rest weekly, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.